Most vineyards around here get their water from wells, nearby streams and rivers, or private on-site reservoirs. So they're not subject to the same water use limits as homeowners. But conservation is still important as the drought persists. So a room full of grape growers and vineyard managers turned out for the workshop led by Keith Abels from the Sonoma County Conservation District. In his lead-off presentation, Abels emphasized the potential water savings available from simply giving drip irrigation systems a regular tune-up.
Get your systems operating really efficiently and delivering water evenly to every plant so that you're not wasting water. Because when you have an inefficient system, you're either putting too much water on and the water gets lost below the root zone or in evaporation, or you're putting too little water on, then you're getting bad crop production, and that ends up being a waste of water because you're not getting a good crop.
These days, more than half of local vineyards are monitoring their soil moisture levels to gauge when and how much to irrigate, added Mark Greenspan, president of Advanced Viticulture of Windsor. He advocates waiting as long as possible into the growing season before beginning any watering.
Even in drought years, we get 20 or more inches of rain. So it's important to exploit that water, not only because you don't have to irrigate as much, but it actually encourages the roots to dig deeper, to actually explore more soil volume. And once we start irrigating, we're irrigating at the surface. And so the roots are going to grow at the surface. If we can hold that off as long as possible, it encourages the roots to develop a more extensive deep root system. Then that way they become less dependent on irrigation.
Working harder to draw up water from the soil does stress the vine somewhat, but Greenspan says that's actually good for them.
What we want to do is get the vines into a mild stress condition, enough that they go into a moisture conservation mode. It's a physiological state where the leaf pores close down, but not completely close. So they're open enough to allow the carbon dioxide in for photosynthesis, but closed enough that they limit the moisture leaving the leaves. So that is called water use efficient mode. It's really a double benefit because you're not only saving water, but you're influencing the ripening of the fruit and the wine quality that comes from it.
Corey Gray from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife added a plea to look for ways to cut back on water use in other winery operations, such as cleaning or landscape maintenance. Her goal is to preserve stream flows for endangered fish, something she finds that most growers also support.
A lot of vineyard managers grew up around here, and they remember what it used to be like. So actually, a lot of our support are from people who are familiar with the area and familiar with the creeks. They're on the ground. They know what the conditions are. So it's actually an easier sell for them than someone who may not necessarily be in the county once or twice a year.
None of these are new concepts, says Keith Abels, but they have taken on a heightened importance now, something that he expects will become part of a new normal.
People should be doing this regardless, because we're always going to be going through these cycles where there's drier periods and wetter periods, and there's going to be, over time, as many vineyards or more, and there'll be other types of agriculture and other water users. So it's important for people to be conserving water and using water and managing it efficiently all the time.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.